Okay, welcome everyone to Haggadah Highlights. Again, our learning is in memory of those for whom we would be saying Kaddish: Tzvi Yitzchak ben Yosef Yoel, Chana Yita bas Avram Halevi, Aaron Yaakov ben Chaim Nachman, Chaya Sara bas Yecheskel Shraga, and then the Krauts are sponsoring Le'ilu Nishmas, their mother, who just recently passed away, Elke Gitel bas Yisrael Mordechai. So last time we began talking about Avadim Hayinu. And we spoke about the line in Avadim Hayinu, that had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not taken us out of Mitzrayim, so then we would still be Mishubadim. And we shared the thought of Rav Aaron Cutler that Mishubadim is not the same thing as Avadim. It doesn't mean we would have physically been enslaved, but it means we would have been, subjugated by by our Yetzer Hara, by the mentality of Paro and Mitzrayim. I want to talk about maybe two other aspects of Avadim Hayinu today. Avadim Hayinu is a very significant part of the Haggadah because it's really the beginning of our answer. Manishtana is, of course, the question that the children ask. Why is the night different from all the other nights? Why are the mitzvos of the night different? And then our answer begins with Avadim Hayinu. So Rav Soloveitchik points out that if you look at the beginning of, if you look at our answer, which begins with Avadim Hayinu and then continues throughout the Haggadah, it begins with a very succinct phrase. Avadim Hayinu l'faro b'mitzrayim, we were enslaved to Paro and Mitzrayim, v'yotzi'enu Hashem Elokeinu misham yad chazakah v'zrona tuya. And Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim with a strong arm, with an outstretched arm, with a strong arm. That's essentially a summary of everything you need to know. We were enslaved, and Hashem took us out, Hashem released us. And then we go on to describe the whole process. Well, we talk about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Arba Banim, and Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah, etc. We talk about the whole story, we go through the whole story, Eser Makos, Kriyas Yamsuf, Dayenu, etc., etc. But why this statement at the beginning, Avadim Hayinu L'faro B'Mitzrayim, V'yotzi'enu Hashem Elokeinu Misham Yad. Why that statement at the beginning? Why not just get to the story? Just begin telling the story. Why do we need this introductory statement? So Rav Soloveitchik explains that if a person goes through some sort of trauma, some sort of traumatic incident, imagine, Rachmana Litzlan, a person survived a car accident, was in a terrible car accident. So when you call your loved one right after, whether it's your husband, your wife, your mother, your father, your son, your daughter, whatever the case is, you call your loved one right after, what's the first thing you say? I'm okay. Everything's okay. I was in an accident, but I'm okay. That's the first statement. Then you could tell the whole story of how it happened. I was driving this way, and the car came out of nowhere, and I didn't see it, etc. The car, this happened and that happened. You could tell the entire story. But the first piece of news you have to share is I was in a car accident and I'm fine. That's the first piece of news you have to share. Says Rav Soloveitchik, what's the mitzvah of tonight? It's not just to tell the story of Mitzrayim. It's to relive, as the Rambam describes, the mitzvah is to relive Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's to relive the whole story. We have to view ourselves, we say in the Haggadah, and the Rambam explains, we have to view ourselves as though we are coming out of Mitzrayim. Many Sfardim have the custom, the famous custom is that they take leeks and they beat each other with the leeks. Zecher to the Shibud of Mitzrayim, when the Mitzrayim would beat the Jews. My brother-in-law is Syrian. He has the custom that they take the matzos and they sling it over their shoulder and they walk around the dining room as if they're leaving Mitzrayim. It's a beautiful custom because it's a beautiful minhag because that's the idea. The idea is to relive. The idea is not just to tell the story, but it's to relive what we went through. It's to relive that whole story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Says Rav Soloveitchik, just like when a person goes through a traumatic event, they first tell their loved one, I was in an accident, but I'm fine. This happened, X happened, but I'm okay. So says Rav Soloveitchik, a kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, of reliving the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is Avadam Hayinu L'faro B'Mitzrayim. V'yotzi'enu Hashem Elokeinu Misham Yad. We were slaves. Hashem took us out. That's it. That's all. That's what we need to know. That's what we need to tell everyone. Now we can go on and tell the whole story of how it happened, how it began, the details of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But in the beginning, we just need that one phrase. I was in an accident and I'm okay. Avodim Hayinu, we were slaves. Vayotziyenu Hashem Elokeinu, and Hashem took us out, and now we're free people. That's a kiyum. That's what tonight is all about. It's about reliving the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. I have another friend who the whole Seder, he brings out one prop after the other. It's all about the props. So not just to engage the children, of course, it's to engage and intrigue the children, but it's also to relive. You feel things much more when you have props. When you have that's also we talked about part of the rituals, the symbolic foods that we eat. Part of the idea is to get us into it. Is to get us in, not just telling a story, but to get us into the story so that we can relive it. We can really experience Yetzias Mitzrayim firsthand. Okay, moving on. This is kind of the second half of Avodim Hayinu. So the Haggadah says, "Va'afilu kulanu chachamim, kulanu nivonim, kulanu zakenim, kulanu yodim es haTorah." Even if we're all wise people, we have people. We're people with understanding. We're elders. We all know the Torah. Nevertheless, mitzvah alena l'saber b'yitzias Mitzrayim. We still have the mitzvah to tell the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'cholamar l'saber b'yitzias Mitzrayim hareiz meshubach. Praiseworthy is the one who talks more and more about Yitzias Mitzrayim. The more we talk about it, the better off we are. The Rabbi Friend shares a beautiful idea where he says that, you know, what's the Haggadah trying to tell us here? Even if we're all wise, even if we're all understanding, even if we're all elders and we know the story, we know the whole Torah, we still have to tell the story. Says Rabbi Friend, this is the Jewish ideal of constant growth. No matter how advanced we are, whether in years, in scholarship, it doesn't matter. We need to be constantly growing, constantly striving, constantly yearning to learn new things, to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's constant growth, constant spiritual growth and yearning and thirst to get close to Hashem. Says Rabbi Friend, the roots are really in Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Think back to the story of Moshe Rabbeinu. Of course, we know Moshe Rabbeinu was raised in Mitzrayim, and then he ended up going to Midian. And the story where his leadership really began, as we know, was the story of the Sneh, of the burning bush. Moshe Rabbeinu is a shepherd out in the field, and he sees this burning bush. The bush is not being consumed. What does the Torah say? Asura na ve'ereh. Let me go and look and see what's going on. Madua lo yivar asneh. Why is it that this bush is not being consumed? It's strange. Something's happening here. A bush is burning and not being consumed. I'm intrigued by this. Let me see what's going on. Asura na ve'ereh. Let me go there and see and check it out and see what's going on. It wasn't just a curiosity, but it was a thirst for understanding, for knowledge. The Medrash brings a machlokes, Tanoim. One Tana says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he said Asur Navera, he took three steps towards that bush to see it. And the other Tana says, he stayed in place. He just craned his neck. He looked. He craned his neck to see what was going on. But says the Medrash that in the merit of that deed, whatever it was, either the steps that he took towards the bush, craning of the neck to see what was going on, but in the merit of that, what's seemingly very small, you know, almost insignificant motion, he was rewarded with HaKadosh Baruch Hu appearing to him. Vayar Hashem kisar liros, says the pasuk. Hashem saw that Moshe Rabbeinu went to go check it out. And then Hashem came to him and said, Moshe, and he said, Hineni. That's how the whole thing started. The appointment of Moshe Rabbeinu as the leader began with Moshe's thirst for knowledge, his thirst for connection, his thirst for being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how this all started. And Rabbi Fran shares an amazing medrash. I never heard this medrash before. The medrash says, this medrash also I never heard, but this one is unbelievable. The medrash says that bush was burning all day. The whole day, shepherds were walking past the bush. Nobody else, was bothered by it. They saw it and they just kept walking. They just kept moving their flock. Moshe Rabbeinu was the first shepherd of the day to see the bush and to say, Asura Navere, let me go check it out. Many other shepherds saw it. Many people saw this bush. They just kept walking. They kept moving. They kept moving on with their life. They didn't stop to see something that could be inspiring, that could be significant, that could be moving. They just kept going. Moshe Rabbeinu saw something. He said, wait a minute, something's going on here. This might be something inspiring. This might be something moving. Let me stop and let me look and see what's happening. Asura navere. Vayar Hashem kisar liros. Hashem sees. his action, the craning of the neck, the steps, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu appears to him. Says to my friend, this is the roots of that thirst for knowledge, of that recognition that Yiddishkeit is all about spiritual growth, is all about yearning, is all about that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, coming closer to Hashem, but it's all about constant knowledge. It doesn't matter in Yiddishkeit, it doesn't matter in Judaism, how old you are, how much Torah you've already learned. If you watch the Ziknei Gedolei Hador, you watch Rav Chaim Kanievsky and others, people in their 80s and their 90s, they're learning like they're 15 years old and they're thirsty for it. They know all of Shas already. They know all of Shulchan Aruch by heart. But they're thirsty. They're thirsty for more knowledge, for more understanding, for new chidushim, for answers to questions that others have asked, that they've asked. They're constantly thirsty for new knowledge. That's what it's all about. Our friend shares another medrash, an unbelievable medrash, that says that we know Moshe Rabbeinu was Koran or Panav. We talked about that a little bit on Erev Shabbos with the Vayikra, the Aleph. So he says there's another medrash that says, why was Moshe Rabbeinu Koran or Panav? Why did his face shine when he came down from Yetzias Mitzrayim, from Har Sinai? So it says, the medrash says that it was because there was a little bit of extra ink. So some might say it was the extra ink from the Aleph, but it says there was a little bit of extra ink. And that extra ink was smeared on Moshe Rabbeinu's forehead, and that's what shone, that's what gave him that glow. Asks my friend, extra ink? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't know exactly how much ink Moshe needed to write the whole Torah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was perfect, didn't know to calibrate exactly the amount of ink? Of course Hashem knew how much ink to give. Why was there any extra ink? Why was there a little bit of extra ink? Says my friend, there was a little bit of extra ink to show, to express this idea that there's always more to grow. There's always more to learn. There's always more. Of course, there was a perfect amount of ink that the Torah needed. But this little extra signified that there's always room to grow. There's always new things, new ideas, new aspects of knowledge. And that's what we need as Jews. Afilu kulanu chachamim, nevonim, zekenim, yodim es haTorah, no matter how advanced we are, no matter how much we've accomplished in life, we need to constantly be growing, be thirsty for more knowledge, for more connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for more Torah. Many of us felt that earlier in life, 15, 20, 25. Now, we don't feel it anymore. You know, we've been there, done that. You know, other people are thirsty for knowledge. I'll just get what I'll get what I can get. No, we have to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, like the snow, was 80 years old. 80 years old. I don't know if anybody on this call is 80 years old. I'm not sure. I'm looking around. I don't know if anybody here is 80 years old, right? But it doesn't matter how old you are. You always have to be thirsty. You always have to be searching and yearning for more. You know, in the word zekanim here, it's interesting. Kulanu zekanim. So Rabbi Bender mentions something he's a little bit sensitive to sometimes. That, you know, people that are elderly, sometimes in the outside world, we view people that are elderly as, you know, oh, okay, you know, what are they good for already? What do we need them for? And you look out at the world and people that are elderly are not that respected, not that revered. But in Judaism, it's just the opposite. Zekanim, right? The Gemara says that Zakein stands for Ze Shekana Chachma. A Zakein refers to a person that has acquired wisdom. The Stipler asks, Ze Shekana, that I understand, the Zayin Kuf, Ze Shekana. But where's Chachma? There's no Ches. It's a Nun, right? So the Kana is the Nun, maybe. Is the Kuf Nun, is Kana. But where's the Ches? So the Stipler says, because what else do you acquire that's worthwhile? We can acquire so many possessions in our lifetime, but what else is there that's worthwhile, that's meaningful, that's everlasting, besides for wisdom, besides for chachma? So if it's zeshekana, it must be chachma. Zeshekana chachma. But that's how we treat. In Yiddishkeit, we have a mitzvah to stand up for someone that's elderly. We recognize their life experience, the things that they've learned in their lifetime, whether it's a lot of Torah or a lot of other things in life. But the concept that an older person is chas v'shalom, useless or, you know, or just past their prime, chas v'shalom, as I just mentioned, the Gedolei Hador are old men, old people, right? Some of the unbelievable tzidkanios of Klal Yisrael, old women. We don't say chas v'shalom that they're past their prime, that they have nothing to give. They have so much to give because they have so much life experience and so much wisdom and so much chachma at their fingertips. That's the kulanu zekanim. Zekanim here doesn't just mean old. It means elderly, meaning that they've acquired wisdom. They've acquired chachma, whether it's chachma satorah, chachma of life, chachma sachayim is such an incredible chachma. Rabbi Bender says he once said in the shmuz that a person shouldn't walk past an elderly person. An elderly person walking on the road, you shouldn't walk past them. Why? might make them feel badly. You know, you zoom past an elderly person, and they might feel badly. You know, once upon a time I was able to walk that fast also, and now I can't, and now I'm not able to. So someone once asked him afterwards, you know, where'd you get that? It sounds like a big chumrah. You know, where'd you come up? Where'd you cook that up? So he didn't have a source. He just thought of it on his own. But later he read a biography of the Chazon Ish. And he said the Chazon Ish, there was a famous professor that once heard of this great sage in Bnei Brak, and he went to visit him, and he wasn't home. So his family members said he went to take his walk. He went on a walk every day. So the professor went out to go find him. And he sees this man like shuffling along. He looks like a younger man. You know, he wasn't so old at that time, but he was kind of shuffling along. And he asked someone, is that the Chazon Ish? And he says, yeah. So he says, why is he walking like that? So the person said, you see that elderly man in front of him? The Chazon Ish would never pass him. He would walk slowly, just out of respect. Rav Chaim Moser Grudzinski was asked during World War II, this might be a little controversial, but he was asked during World War II, there were 25 visas that became available. So the question was, you know, that they were intended for Talmidei Chachamim, for Rabbanim to survive, to be in America and to teach Torah. And the question was, who should they give it to? Should they give it to 25 elder Rabbanim, 25 accomplished, you know, people, but they're older? Or should you give them to 25 younger Rabbanim who maybe are more promising, they have more potential, they have more, they have more time left perhaps. And many people felt, give it to the younger people. You know, the older Rabbanim, they don't have that much to give. Rav Chaim Moser said, no, give it to the 25 older Rabbanim. Why? Because it's true that these young people might have more years. But you know what an older person can teach someone? You know what an older person can come and teach someone about life, about Torah? They can teach them even so much more than sometimes younger people can. So the Kulanu Zekenim, of course, in our religion, in Yiddishkeit, Zekenim or Zeshe Kana Chachma, people that have acquired wisdom, life wisdom, Torah wisdom, and we respect them, we revere them, and we learn so, so much from them. Everyone have a wonderful day. That's the end of today's Haggadah Highlights.